With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Bree Ripley. The Yellowstone grizzly bear was officially removed from the endangered species list today. Nate Hedgie has more on what this means for grizzly bears in the greater Yellowstone ecosystem.
The Interior Department stripped federal protections for grizzly bears living near Yellowstone National Park. They will now be managed by state and tribal agencies in Montana, Wyoming, and Idaho. Park Superintendent Dan Wank says he supports the delisting.
We will work together between the National Park Service, the Forest Service, and the states to make sure that we do have a stable population.
The Interior Department says there are nearly 700 grizzlies roaming in and around Yellowstone. And now that the animals are delisted, states can plan limited grizzly hunts outside the park's boundaries. But both Montana and Wyoming say they don't plan on having any hunting seasons this year.
I think hunting is going to be a very, very small part of the management of grizzly bears.
In recent years, he says over 100 Yellowstone grizzlies have been killed after getting into contact with humans, cars, or cattle, and hunting could increase that mortality. Environmental organizations say these deaths are one of the reasons why the Yellowstone grizzly shouldn't be delisted. Matt Bishop is a lawyer with the Western Environmental Law Center.
We just don't think it's a good time to be removing protections and allowing states like Montana, Wyoming, and Idaho to actually set up a hunting season, recreational hunting season for grizzly bears that leave the park.
One of the reasons grizzlies are leaving the park is to search for food. Bishop says whitebark pine nuts, which are one of the bears' primary food sources, are disappearing due to climate change. So now grizzly bears are coming down into the valleys and eating more meat, like cattle. And when that happens, they get into trouble. Bishop is also concerned about the health of the Yellowstone grizzly because they are still isolated from populations in the north.
I'm not aware of a single peer-reviewed scientific paper that would suggest an isolated population of 500 to 800 grizzly bears is recovered.
Bishop plans to file a lawsuit against delisting on August 30th. The bears were first protected under the Endangered Species Act in 1975. At that time, there were a little more than 130 grizzlies living in and around the park. I'm Nate Hedgie, YPR News, Mammoth Hot Springs.